back. We're really back, and I want to thank you all for being back as well. We're here back with Sound Bites. We're going to take another request before we cool off for the evening. We want to just state the fact that we are here playing for you in 3D. So we have glasses. If you get so many glasses, Todd, just like put them in your coat pocket or something and walk out. That's why movies cost so much. People start taking glasses out of them.
But there might be a further use for them.
Further use, he says. Okay. Let's see. After after Todd kills time. Okay, we got we have a request.
Yeah, taking requests.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Okay,
we don't know.
G minor.
You got it, baby. Yeah, you got it.
You can.
Coming to you, Logan.
This is a scary one.
Yeah.
It's a scary one.
It's scary.
Okay. The scary one.
Yeah. you, requesters out there, for requesting the songs that you did. Otherwise, we could have been lost. Yeah. So, what? Maren mentioned Mel. Come over sometime. Mel, you ready? Okay.
Time for more multimedia extravaganza.
Multimedia. Got a new thing.
Turn down
that light a little bit.
Oh, I think I have nothing.
Comfortable.
Sound falls. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, everyone. Thank you, Maren and Byron. I'm very honored to come up here from the Bay Area near San Francisco, California, where my day job is I work as a usability consultant and designer. And I think I should give some background on how I got here in front of you. I spoke at Maren and Byron's wedding, did a little bit of a roast. How long ago was that?
40 years, maybe? 18?
How long have you been? 18 years?
19.
Seriously? 18 and a half?
Yeah.
Well, I lost that bet. anyway, inside voice. You know, we were young then, and I was a lot funnier, and I think we'd been drinking quite a bit that night. So I think their recollection was that the humor that I shared and what I was able to bring to that evening was fun and entertaining, and, you know, we thought we could do a little slideshow, a little roast of Byron, have some laughs tonight. But, you know, we're older, and things have changed in the last 18 years, and I'm not going to be able to do that. This is hard. It's going to be a little awkward. I just hope that you all bear with me because I know, you know, he said humorist, it's funny. It's not really funny. I'm really here to help Byron. And Byron, I just want you to know that you're in a safe place. You know, we're all here because we care about you. At least most of us care about you. And, you know, I'm glad we could have this, you know, tonight in this loft, in this safe place where, you know, we can talk to you a little bit about our concerns. And I am concerned, okay? I am concerned. I'll be honest, I've sort of lost track of Maren and Byron. You know, time passes in the last 7 years. The last time I came up here, I don't know, it was like 7 years ago, and I don't remember what you were doing, but, you know, I keep track of people on the web. You know, I'm on Facebook, and I check people's web pages to see what they're up to, and I thought that for the past 7 years, Byron was doing consulting work. And so, you know, I'm going to his website, and I'm like, this is awesome, Byron. You've got a book out. You're doing motivational speaking. You know, you're doing your passion, right? You're living the dream. You're inspired, energized, effective. You know, I didn't know that wasn't him. I mean, we all age differently, right? You know what I mean? You don't want to say anything, you know, you're like, oh, it's a little hair, okay. So, what I found out, unfortunately, over Christmas, when I got their Christmas card, is that this is not what Byron's been doing. He's been working with these guys, all right? This is what I get. So I did a little investigation, and now I find out that every day, instead of doing the seminars and writing the books, he's been coming here. Okay? I know this is a familiar place to you. But I'm a little uncomfortable right now. You know, I'm, as a usability consultant, as somebody, I know it seems like, I know Microsoft, it's big up here. I know you guys, probably a lot of you work there. But I gotta be honest, for the last 7 years, I gotta catch up on what I've been doing, okay? I am president and founder of this organization, Educatau, which is, I gotta read this because it's, I always forget how it goes. User experience designers and usability consultants against the unethical use of Windows. Now, we're still refining the logo a little bit. And one of the things we do as an organization is, you know, we've done some research on the effect of Windows over the years, and it's not pretty. The statistics are there, and maybe you've had some of these frustrations yourself, but first of all, the origin of Windows is really has more to do with how they've been used, which is throwing them out windows. Right? I think we all know that almost 100% of all computer deaths, that's when people choose to destroy their computers, they're running Windows. Windows contributes to 54% of all migraines, creates a 43% elevation in blood pressure. And I think, as we've seen in recent events, that we've seen some worldwide protests really saying, enough already, okay? Enough of the oppression. So part of what my mission is, and I'm lucky because I live in Marin County, where, you know, we have a lot of technology, but you know, we're a county of healers, right? We have some alternative therapies. We can help people, and that's why I developed a healing technique I call technological rebirthing. Thank you. Thank God. Where we return you to your original operating system. So I think it was actually maybe God's will that I'm here tonight with the information, the power. Kind of was getting into that moment. You know, that I can come here and help you, Byron. So I'd like you to come up here. And we're gonna help you tonight, and we're gonna return you to your original operating system.
Come on, Byron. You can
come on, Byron. Sit down. Okay, it's all right. You're safe.
Byron. Go ahead and sit down. It's okay, honey.
Hi there.
Now,
hi there.
I'd like to.
How are you doing?
It's okay.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to help you.
Are you good?
We're going to return you to your original essence. Okay, now what I'd like to do is I'd like to have us all start with the usability prayer. And let's, if you would, let's say it together. God, grant me the serenity to not command, alt, delete the things I cannot change. The courage to command, key the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. So, what I try to do in this technological rebirthing is to really bring you back to that beginning state where your joy is, where your power is, where that your usability is higher.
Where my usability is higher.
So let's take a look. Well, this is going to be a little painful.
I'm a weak.
Yeah. Because what we want to see, Byron, is
I don't know what to do.
The last time I was here, I said, what are you up to? What are you writing these days?
Oh, look.
He brings out this, National Geographic.
Yeah.
Adventure Magazine.
That was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember that.
What was Byron doing?
Happy day.
Touch and go in Iceberg Alley. Look at that.
Huh?
Look at that.
Hi, Iceberg.
Writing about adventures, life force high and pulsating through his body. Right. This is the last time I saw Byron, okay?
I do not know that person.
I come back and now this is what he's writing.
I do not know that
okay?
person. Oh, hello, friend.
Windows Vista Ultimate User
hello,
Guide.
Friend. Hello, friend. There weren't many printed.
Byron, I'm going to show you what this has done to you.
What?
Let's do a little muscle testing.
I don't feel well. That hurts.
Your arm up?
I can't hold it up.
I
support my arm.
Okay. Firm. Now I want you to hold the Windows guide.
Oh, see?
Look at that.
It's draining you of your life force, Byron.
Hello, friend. Hi.
Byron, let go of the control key. Command key here. All right, so this is going to be a little painful. We're going to remind you, we're going to bring you back to your essence, remind you of some of those times when you really felt like you were really you. And then it's going to be a little painful. I'm going to show you what it's like on Windows, okay? So here's Byron and his music. Entertaining.
That
I'm sure you've seen
once.
Some. I know. That,
I remember that. Day.
This is where your joy is.
Look at that. Look how shiny my nose is. There's a bug on my head.
This is your accordion on Windows. Okay. I know this isn't pretty, people, but this is
right
for own good. Yeah.
Copyright.
All right.
I wrote that.
Yeah. Let's look at Byron canoeing and leading workshops for writers and getting them excited about doing something creative and being outside. Remember that, Byron? No. Okay. This is that workshop on Windows.
Oh, yeah. The specified peak experience could not be actualized. Peak.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
I wrote that.
This is Byron driving his grandfather's Model T all the way from Illinois, cross country, having an adventure, writing a book about it.
I can still wear Sansibel slacks. Work.
This is... that Model T on Windows.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's another joy. Byron flying remote control airplane. Look how happy he is. Look at that. Look at the joy. Right? This is flying that plane on Windows.
There's a fly.
Okay. So, this is where I'm going to use some of my healing powers, and I'm going to help you to clear some of that energy out of your space. We're gonna reset that operating system, return you to your factory settings. Okay. So, I just need my healing device.
Have you activated your computer? Licensing terms. Is that licensed?
Hey,
how many terms is that licensed for?
I want you to release any energy.
Yes.
They would make you think that you need more features than you have.
No. It's not a bug, it's a feature.
I want you to let go of
it's not a bug. It's a feature. Oh, to shut down. Quick start. Quick start to shut down.
It's okay.
Sure.
They think it would bloat your life
to close window.
It unusable.
There's an activation exploit detected.
Let it go. All right. Now, I want you to bring in the innovation. Bring in that feeling that you can create.
I see the, the, like, I see the age of steam redeployed. I see new uses for the flywheel.
Technologies that can help people.
One engine could be used in farms.
You know what? I think we're gonna have to reboot. Julia, would you help me here? This is getting a little tough. Okay. What do you think is gonna work here?
Well, maybe if we crank this just a little.
No.
Yeah.
Driver not loaded. Right. Sorry. Do you want to continue? Is this okay?
Do we have to press this and do this
okay?
At the same time?
I think so.
Okay.
Is this okay?
One, two, three. Let's try something else. Is he back? One more thing. Let's try that. Okay, let's do this. Maybe swipe his forehead. Maybe if we all chant.
Good morning, everyone.
Yay! Welcome back.
It's been a long time. Well, Mel, you're here with us. Where was I? Where have I been? I've been in error.
Welcome back, Byron, and happy rebirthday.
Here's a little geek trivia. Do you know what the Apple startup chord is? Which key it is? Which chord it is? Anyone? It's a C major chord. Simple as that. C major.
Oh, I think a little bit of that geek is coming back.
Yeah.
We might have to do other sessions.
Thanks, Mel.
Melody!
Yeah, let's give Mel a big round. Now we got Jean Mann, and she's played it. Sound Falls a few times, and it's always great to have her back.
Hello. So I'm going to play you a song from my most current album, and then I'm going to play you a song from my soon-to-be-born album. This is called Daisies and Fire, and I wrote this on a plane going to Austin. Behind, searching for a new day, is there when you arrive, wrapped up in another way, rumbled by the storm of days, to carry on in your own way, you're walking through the daisies and the fire. Show me who I am and what I need to know. I don't know where it leads, but I know I've gotta go. Leaping forward towards uncertain certainty, to figure it out with every step I see. And I'm walking through the daisies and the fire. Walking through the daisies and the fire. Mm-hmm. silver lining, blue haze. Well, it mends my heart and paints my days. Kissed by the breeze of an open door, I'm ready to find my soul once more. And I'm walking through the daisies and the fire. I'm out there in the daisies and the fire. I'm dancing through daisies and fire.
Meaning when you're playing it on someone's birthday for some reason, you just sort of, you get to rebirth every year. Rebirth and reboot. It's always important.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, I'm saying. In fact, that reminds me of my CD release. I want to mention it because I'm so excited about it, but it's going to be held in an old church. And it's actually somebody's home now that they open up to as sinners and stuff, to come and do a little bit of stuff when they feel it's worthy of their revival meetings. And so I fit into that crowd, I guess. And so anyway, this song is, this is on my new album, and it requires some assistance a little later in the song. If anyone knows how to whistle, so you don't really have to know the tune, you just whistle. It's just fun. And then there's another part where you can la 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 too. That would be helpful. So this is called Sweet Peas on the Vine. Did you have a question?
No.
Do you know how to whistle?
Yeah.
Are you gonna help? Cool. Okay. It'll be in a little bit. You'll kind of be able to tell, but I'll let you know. All right, here we go. If I wander up to you, kissed you on the cheek, said, how do you do? You're sweeter than the night air, luscious honey pie. No one compares, not sweet peas on the vine. Dear, I love you. I want you by my side. Song of lark on wind, we thrush on the line. Won't you say you love me? Carry my heart home. Seeing you is heaven, land of hearth and loam. And here's the whistling part. Beautiful. That's why I need the whistling help. How appropriate in this beautiful barn. Tell me that you care for me. Hold my hand alone. Walks me through the fields, whisper sweet love tones, never ill or sad of heart. And I think the best line I've ever written, breath of honeybees, because I figure it'd be tasting like honey. Honey, suckle, dance on, blissful bended knee. Everybody la, or whistle, la la la, la 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 la. La 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 la, nice. La 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 la, la 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 la.
you so much. Thank you very much.
So Jean Mann tours around the country, and she has a CD coming out really soon, and she's probably going to be able to warm up with us on the April 2nd show here. We also have Claudia Schmidt coming from Michigan. If you know Claudia Schmidt, she's an excellent musician. Grand stage stuff going on down there on April 2nd, and so tell all your friends about it, and if Jean can make it, and then maybe we want her here. She also always carries CDs with her, so if you want to pick up a CD from her after the show, just stick around and catch her attention. So,
I've got a mailing list in case you want to know about the Seattle CD release. You're welcome to hop the freeway.
Yeah, so if you go geneman.com, net. So it was a com and now it's a net. Some of us have been through that, where you lose your .com status, I guess. Because of what? Yeah, legalities. No. Yeah, someone just, yeah, it's just like awful. So now she's, but look her up and get all the tour dates. Yeah, there you go. And follow her along with us. So thanks, Jean. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh my, what do we have coming here? Here comes a barn cat. Wow. Wow, look at her arching her back like that. Oh, and that's the cat stretch, I've heard. You know, it's a yoga thing. Cat. And she meows. And I hear that there are lots of cats in this barn, but this is the biggest barn cat I've ever seen. If you go like this, she may come to you. So, oh, she doesn't know which one to go to. She's choosing. Well, thank you, cat. Okay.
So, yeah, but thank you.
Yeah! That barn cat was played by Julia Frances Rex. Also a young artist on stage. So, Byron, take it away.
Thanks so much, Gene. That was wonderful. I like, you know,
is that a,
that's a ukulele, but what voice? Is it like a tenor? Yeah. Tenor uke. I have a little tiny one like this. It was in an old alligator case once. It was under the big bed, just under a big bed. I found that. Well, it's hard to know if it's spring or winter. Sometimes, although it's daylight says more like winter, but you know, the Pineapple Express has been here for a while, it seems. We were supposed to get the La Nina winter with the snow, and that happened to Thanksgiving, right? That was kind of the one and only puff so far of winter. So it's hard to know exactly when the weather's going to make up its mind of what to do. And of course, when I have trouble making up my mind, it's no better time to head to Valley Mullet Works, where I can decide to get my hair cut short in the front and long in the back. That's right, when you have trouble making up your mind like our crazy weather, why not sign up for a hair appointment at Valley Mullet Works? You can sign up today or mullet over. So, I've been rebirthed. Though you want me to be rebirthed, that's what you get. So, well, since the Model T was up there on the screen tonight, and I was out, I did a winter drive. Last weekend, had the old car out, and it actually started as a 6-volt system for those car folks out there. Everything's 6 volts, so it's stock, which means that everything as it built as it was. So cast iron pistons, still 22.5 horsepower under that hood, and 2 forward gears, one in the reverse. When the reverse can also be used as a brake, and it has a planetary drive system. Sort of the so-called, because of the way the gears work, and it's like a solar system, sun model, heliocentric kind of thing. Well, the planetary, as E.B. White observed, also means wandering and erratic, and certainly that is true of the Model T transmission as well. So when you start it out, and you might see me driving around, that was a lot, but I tell you, it is the fastest car off the line. The thing weighs like nothing by car standards, like 1,000 pounds, 1,100 pounds. 22 and a half horses, the thing lurches. And for the first foot, you're faster than anything out there. Because the moment of inertia of the Model T is just, it's so low. But then that's about where it is. 26 miles a gallon, though. 1915, that was pretty good. So I thought I'd bring out just a little bit of the project I need to get back working on again, just like the old car itself, perhaps. And that's the Model T book. I did drive this down the 4th of July parade back in Illinois, our small town where we grew up. And I just kept going, you know? I just kept going. And I was grooving, man, to some beats. And actually, that is the first time I bought a cell phone. That's why I bought a cell phone, is for this Model T trip, because that was the only lifeline I had. That and some cast iron parts in the back. And an old a book from the era that basically said, the first thing was like, the first chapter was began to, before you, to get to know your Model T, it's first appropriate to disassemble, then reassemble the car. It's true. And then the second one was there, you know, like 8 types of knocks in the engine that every Model T owner should know and be able to identify. And some are good, some are not. Some are natural, right? So, you know, it's a kind of a daily maintenance thing with the cars. So this is how I begin the book so far, of the journey out there. So the first two little bits here. With us still, I know where the old cars dwell. They sleep in dark garages, behind barn doors, beneath a gnarl of briars. Others are rusted hulks, bent and twisted and buckled and cast in some far corner of a field or run down some creek bed and infested by poisonous snakes. Neglect has blossomed wild roses through the hood, if there is a hood, and sent adolescent alders waving through the windows. Others are hidden away, dustless and showroom clean, never again to have their engines cooled by autumn air. But some still creep into the open and drive the main streets, the county blacktops, the mountain passes. Their puttering engines and gleaming radiators turn the heads of cows and elicit sweeping waves and broad smiles from everyone who sees them. The old cars are with us still, and somewhere within them, from the deep thickets of youth, dwell the memories of who we are, who we were, and who we dreamed to become. Going slow and going far. Ever since boyhood, I could stand on a road and sense its farthest reaches, somewhere beyond farmlands, beyond the quiet cemeteries where my family's names were imprinted on groves of stones. The rolling pavement touched an ocean, the Pacific. Roads were my dreams that reached beyond the horizon, across the curvature of Earth. I never lost this feeling. So years later, as the century turned, when my family was leaving the small town of Illinois, where we had nurtured roots for the last century and a half, I left behind the wheel. During the hottest slice of summer, I drove grandfather's 1915 Model T through the Whitehall 4th of July parade, as I said, one last time. At the parade's end, I turned west on Carlinville Street, dropped down the small hill past Lyons Park, and motored through town. Then, I just kept going. Going some 2,500 miles to my home along the Washington Cascades. It was a summer of farmlands and badlands, of eternal prairie and mountain wall. The T was a wonderful old car, an open car with just 2 forward gears, I said, that cruised best around 30 miles an hour. A speed where you could chatter with the red-winged blackbirds and smell the difference between sun and shade. It was built in the days when the first highways, the Lincoln, the Jefferson, the Pacific highways, had names, not numbers. When my grandfather used to travel the rural roads as in the Midwest as a salesman. The idea to drive the Model T out west arrived like a gust of prairie wind, and the breeze never died. It was the year after my grandmother's search closed her eyes forever, and the year I became a father. Suddenly, the generations had turned, and I lived the strange new border country of becoming and letting go. After months of sorting family belongings, deciding what from the generations we would keep, what we'd auction and give heartbreakingly away, We had only one thing left at Whitehall, and that was the Model T. The more I thought about it, the Model T would be a perfect traveling companion. Like my grandfather, it would be a kind of mentor. Because beyond bolts and bushings, the Model T is built of essential lessons about pace, reliance, relationship, and endurance. America and I seem to be bouncing along way too fast, and the T would be deliberately slowing me down, invite delay, unveil a lost velocity, and lead to routines I could only imagine. I felt the Model T held insights about our land, about technology, about where we had been and where we were heading. And somewhere out there I knew it would bring my grandfather close and test me too. It was the American impulse to hit the open road that I could not ignore that summer. For I knew that as a father that some of my roads would be closing. Like the road trips of previous decades, I would hit the road with many questions, but I would hit it slowly. Ahead were the narrow roads, their smallest towns, their grandest wilderness. Ahead were the camps, the coffee houses, the small motels, and the running board breakfasts. Ahead were the precipitous gorges, the great river confluences, battlegrounds of the West, the tremendous mountains, and 100,000 friendly waves that would remake my faith in America. But how far could I, and could the Model T make it? There's not a backslash in that.
The or, healing has begun.
There's not a backslash. There's not a colon or a backslash. There is one or two uppercase C's. And there's not really a T drive. Except, well, that could be. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. So that's kind of new. That's new work. It's new old work. That I'm kind of reframing a bit, but it still seems to mean a little bit even more now. So watch for that red truck up there. I don't always wear the striped slacks, though. That's an extra special day around town. Those are my, Susan asked if those are my grandpa's pants. And unfortunately, they're not. They're my father's pants. Which I'm a little alarmed about. Yeah. So, let's see. That's about all we have tonight. We have a little close down time, but let's yeah. I can take away. Okay. So I want to begin the litany of thanks at the end here. Mara will take over because it's the kind of thank you that. You know, you've heard these before, right? But they do kind of require an extra bottle of water to get through because you always have so many people out there who are supporting you. And many of you are right here, right? Thank you for coming. All of you are here tonight. And, you know, I'll start and then you just continue on.
Of course, first of all, I haven't done my ad for the Carnation Tree Farm. That's right. That's where we are right now. The Carnation Tree Farm can be your Christmas tree source and other holiday strolling opportunities. That's right. The historic Carnation Tree Farm, a national landmark, can be yours to see every scenic pass via Highway 203 when passing through the scenic town of Scenic Carnation. This scenic town is sponsored by the Scenic Park and the Scenic Chamber of Commerce, which holds scenic meetings with, doesn't have a, and these money things can be licensed specially for you and everything in 33 and open during the holidays. Carnation Tree Farm is your run by the Carnation Tree Farm down when you're run by the park. Anyway, Roger Thorson, Tracy, you guys, thank you. The Carnation Tree Farm right here. This is truly a national landmark. This is a national landmark. Oh, Roger, you have something to say.
Well, I was just learning how much I owe.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing. Yeah, I can do another. Zero is my hero. Eh? I can do ads. I can do other ads. Anybody else? Hi, I'm. Anyway, thanks, Roger. It's always wonderful to be here. And Tracy, good to have you here. And also, you know, I'll take a look as you go down. That part out there is where we've started having shows when it's a little bit warmer. And it's a beautiful area. There's an owl out there, as you might know. And the owl has some five eggs, I hear.
out there now. And during the last two shows, this owl has actually come in and out during the show. It's kind of pretty amazing. And dropped a feather, and one time dropped a pellet. Casing. But anyway, thank you. It's great to have you. And John Coates on the podcasting. Used to code the backslashes with me. You got the birthday girl, Chris, over here. All the kids are here. Chicken cluckers extraordinaire here in the front row. The chickens, everybody. And I'll get them tomorrow because I'm just rambling.
Oh, no, that's fine. Nice to get them.
That's fine, she says. So I'll keep.
No, it's not fine. I also want to thank Stacy Powell, our concessionaire, chair of the Powell Concessionaires, for setting it up. You know, oftentimes I'll have to do all that as well before the show, and she's graciously taken over the concession stands, so thank you. And then, oh yeah, they were really neat. Yeah. Actually, home-baked goods, you know. So, and she's a performer here as well. And Andrew Cromarty, yeah, for not only having a fantastic son, and Allison helped with that. Thank you, Allison. And then, but Andrew, like here he is all dressed up and everything. And I'm like, Andrew, could you change that light bulb and turn off that? And you go get a step ladder. And he's like, sure, you know, okay. So thank you.
Got any spoons?
Yeah. So, yeah, you want to come up? We have one more thing. So it's getting late. I won't stay up too late, you know. But I'm like, I want to say thanks to everybody. I could name everybody here just about. So I really want to say thank you. And then Melanie Lamoureux for flying here and flying in on Thursday and putting up with us at our crazy household and intervening on a much needed problem. So, yeah, the love was there. I felt it. So yeah. Excuse me. So anyway, what we're gonna do is rather than end with this, we're going to end with "This Land Is Your Land." We're all going to sing it together one verse through with this famous Sound Bites band. And stick around if you want to chat a little longer, you know. The other thing is, if you have some muscles, we've got these white metal chairs that say Tolt Congregational Church. If you could take one down the stairs and leave it by the entrance to the barn on the inside, that would be helpful.
Hey, we're gonna show you how that's done. We have a babysitter, so I'm gonna demonstrate on our way out.
We don't want to say goodbye.
Yes,
these
watch,
good people. Thank you.
You guys.
They gave up their date night to come here with us.
Oh, the next Sound Falls is April 2nd, 2011.
Yeah, maybe in the big bar in spring. Todd will take us one time through, and then we'll all sing like "This Land Is Your Land." First verse of that. If you'd like to stand up and sing, it's all the better.
Hold hands, rock,
tear up. No. Whoa. Alright, thank you everybody. That's Sound Falls for tonight, February 5th. And we need to go out on a high note here. We're gonna close it off. Thanks for coming. Thanks for all the employees. Thank you for your chicken call. Thank you for your roast the chicken. Thank you everybody. Thanks for coming. Have a good night. guys made it. Thank you.
Yeah, the loft chairs with the cushions on can be carried on.